Okay, let us get back into it. We are, today's on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph and Beis, the two dots. Okay, yesterday's Amud was one of those Shas Amudim, brought in 10 different topics, and it was the beauty of it was that the Gemara isolates certain factors about various mitzvahs that we do throughout the year, picking up on each of its uniquenesses. So, Alpi Lamdus is a very important daf, because you get to analyze Sukkah and Lulav and Shofar, etc. Okay, so we pick up second to last line on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph from the base. Mila v'chomach shireha dochen et ha-shabbos divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So the whole blot that we just had spoke about how all the other mitzvahs and their machshirin, whether they're docha or not docha, according to Rabbi Eliezer, all of these are docha, and they found the makar. So now we come full circle and come back to what we started from, and that was Mila. Mila and all of its preparatory stages are docha Shabbos, says Rabbi Eliezer. And that's what we had on the top of the previous Amud, that's where this started. Says the Gemara, Minalei L'Rabbi Eliezer, how do you know this? What's the source of Shitas Rabbi Eliezer that we've been discussing? Imikulhu gamar kidamrinan. If you're going to learn it from all the other ones, or any of the other ones that we brought on this previous Amud, kidamrinan. But we'll reject that, as we said, because each of them has a uniqueness that Mila does not have, and therefore you can't learn it from any of the other halachic contexts. V.O. Number two, there's a uniqueness by Mila. Mila's different. Malahanach shekinim over zman batla. By all the other mitzvahs, once the zman passes, it's farfallen. You can't do it again. Lulav after Sukkot and shofar after Rosh Hashanah, it's zman kavua. So those maybe you could say has some more significance bizman, and even the machshirun would be docha. Masha enkein mila. If you didn't do mila on the 8th day, you do it on the 9th day. If you didn't do it on the 9th, you do it on the 10th day. You do it whenever you can. So maybe then we would say that there's no, it's different, and you can't learn that even the machshirun are docha Shabbos. Therefore, what's the source for Eliezer? To Amar Kra Ubayom Hashmini Yimol Basar Ala. So, Bazik Tazria, which says on the 8th day you have to be mal the Basar Arla. Yefilu B'Shabbes. So we darshinet Ubayom Hashmini. It doesn't just say Ubashmini. Ubayom Hashmini must be coming to teach me the extra emphasis to say that even B'Shabbes, the machshirin or docha. So fine. So just write Mila. So just write Mila, and then learn all the other ones. If Mila, which it does not have a zman kavua, and it's even later, that's docha. So to a kalshik and everything else. No, Mila itself is, Mila itself, you can't learn from, because Mila is special. It says the word bris 13 times in the parsha when Hashem commands Avram Avinu. So the Gemara in Mishnah Durham talks about this. There were 13 covenants that Mila represents between Hashem and the Jews, and therefore you can't learn anything from it either. It's a special halacha, and it can't reflect any general rule. Interesting, the Gemara here talks about how Mila is not time-bound at the afterwards, right? You can't do it beforehand, but it's not talking about afterwards. Tosas and Kiddushin is bothered. The Gemara there has a makar to exclude women from having a chiyuv to mal their children. Women, mothers, only fathers. So Tosas there asks, why do you need a makar? Isn't it mitzvah deshes van grama? Isn't it mitzvah deshes van grama? Right? You can't do it before the 8th day. Tosas answers, based on what does this Gemara say? It's not time bound to start. It is time-bound to start, but it's not time-bound afterwards. And that's not called the Zman Grama. Because if there's no time afterwards, there's no it keeps going, so then that's not Zman Grama. Other Rishonim give other answers. So therefore, it could be a Machlokas Rishonim, whether Mila is considered a Zman Grama or not, thus requiring the Gemara to bring another Makar, why women would be putter.
Is this also an Isser to be an RL? So it would be kind of an
assay. Is there an Isser to be an RL? An Ara can't do certain things, and there's an Isser not to have Mila, and there you would get Kares afterwards, but there's no Kares on the father. There's a big discussion in the postgame, what the father, originally, who's the Chiyavan? Is the Chiyavan the child and the father's just doing it for him? Or the father, it's always Chiyavan the father, and then it switches at some point, but the father will never get Kares. The Kares is only on the person if he, once he doesn't get the Mila, yeah. Every second is the Zman, true, but again, it's not a specific, Zman Grama has borders, and you have to do it before, and if you miss it, avos mano batal karbana, you wouldn't be able to do it afterwards. So that's why this wouldn't, you're in a chinami, you'd be violate every second, but it still wouldn't be in the category of mitzvah seishes man grava. Okay, two dots. So this whole discussion that we've just had, and the first Mishnah in Rabbi Elazar de Mila says that there's a machlokes between the Rabbanan, which we had as Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Elazar about the preparatory stages of Mila. Ava Mila Gufa Dibra Yakol Docha Shabbos Min Alan. But everybody agrees that Mila itself is Docha Shabbos, right? The Bris Mila Bismano, baby born on Shabbos. Everybody agrees to that. So Min Alan, what's the makar for that? So that we're going to see seven potential makaros for. Why is Mila Docha Shabbos? But even before we see that, there's a discussion in the Rishonim here, mostly in the Rishonim, and the Achronim add on some of their own approaches. The question that is asked by Tosfos and Megillah. Tosfos asks, why isn't there a Gzeira Derabba by Mila? Right, we know by three mitzvahs, by Shofar and Megillah and Rosh Hashanah and Lulav, if they fall out on Shabbos, we don't shake a lulav, we don't blow shofar, we don't read the Megillah. Why? Gzeira de Rabba. Rabba said, Shema Yavi Renu Dal Adav Rishis Arabim. Maybe you'll come to carry the shofar or the Megillah or the lulav in Rishis Arabim, and therefore don't blow shofar, don't be no to lulav, etc. That's clear in those three, the three places, in Megillah and in Rosh Hashanah and in Sukkah. The question that some of the Rishonim ask is, why is there no Gzeira by Mila B'Shabbos? Right? Gzeira Shema Yavir Hasakin. Zero Shema Yavir HaBaby. I mean, what? Okay, that's not the Rabbanah we discussed. Maybe not, because he's like Kafus. We did that as the first toast was. But why is there Zero Shema Yavir by Mila? So you say, no Mila on Shabbos, doing it on Sunday. Just like there's no shofar on Shabbos, no lulav on Shabbos. So the variant answer is given. Tosfos in Megillah says, maybe it's just Mila's special. Chaviva Mila. Can't make a gzeira against Mila. Mila is, I can say that about Shofar too. I mean, Mila is Nichrus Shloshes Rebrisos. So that's one answer Tosfos says. Tosfos gives another answer. It's on Daf Dalet in Megillah. Tosfos says maybe the difference is because by, what's the whole gzeira? Shemi Yavirenu, because you're going to go to a baki to learn how to blow Shofar. By Mila, only a Moel is involved. There isn't Stam a person who's involved. You're going to go ask a baki to be a Moel. You have to be a baki to be involved in Mila. So there's no, the issue doesn't get off the ground. We're not worried that there's going to be somebody who doesn't know how to mow and go ask. That's the second approach. Other approaches as well. I just wanted to mention one from the Taz. I mentioned this a couple of years ago, but it's a very important Taz. The Taz in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah first quotes the Mizrahi. Mizrahi has a similar question, right? We know we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Asks the Mizrahi, one of the great Mefarshim on Rashi, forget Shabbos. What about on Yantif? Shofar on Yantif. Why aren't you goes there that you can't blow shofar on Yantif? Because there's a gzeira d'rabbanan to blow any musical instruments on Yantif. So if he goes there, you can't blow shofar on Yantif. You can't do a door knocker on Yantif. You can't make music. So every Yantif, forget Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. I mean, it's a klutz kash. You know there has to be an answer for it. But that's his question. Shemi Yisakin Klei Shir. So what's it? Harech and Basof Lo Tiritz Klum, says the Taz. Right? So what's the, so what do you say? Oh, so it says the Taz. So says the Taz, this is the Yesod Gadol. Vonir li latarets, de ein lohem ligzer v'lakar lagamri divrei Torah, shetzipsel kob yom zeh. The Rabbanan do not have the authority to totally uproot a mitzvah saseh. They can't go mefurish against what's in the Torah. Why? So they're bish, lomah b'shabes, lomah zakeh lagamri. If you say you don't blow shofar on Shabbos, that's fine. Kivan shebelo Shabbos, token b'yatif. Right, so that you blow other years. You'll blow, right, I mean, let's say if the first day is Shabbos, you're not going to blow the Daraisa this year. But there'll be other years. The Rabbanan, though, do not have the authority or the power to ever say, something's written in the Torah, don't do what's written in the Torah, for all time. They can make a harasha, one-time thing. You could, Eliyahu HaNavi was makriv b'shas Sirbamos. But generally, they can't do that. So the Taz continues, and that's what it means in Sanhedrin, when it says, Asus yag la Torah v'lo labral divrei Torah, ela... etc. Where is it? Oh, and he says, and this is Nicha, what the Beis Yosef quotes from the Ran. Says the Taz Nicha. The Taz says, why? Taha Torah ribsa beferish ubayom hashmini afila b'shabes lo ratzu laka divrei Torah beferish mishum gzeira. Says the Taz, we're going to see the makar, the final makar that we're going to hold there. How do you know Mila's Docha Shabbos? Ubayom Hashmini. There's an extra word, Afilu B'Shabbos. Says the Taz, it's as if it says Beferish in the Torah, do Mila on Shabbos. So you can't say Mila is not Docha Shabbos. Because, again, that's a chiddush of the Taz, that it's as if it's written Beferish. But once you assume that Ubayom Afilu B'Shabbos means it's Beferish written in the Torah, that's just the chiddush of the Taz. That, again, this is a very yesod that applies in a number of places. There are Rabbanan do not have the authority to totally uproot something that is written Beferish in the Torah. They could add on, they could be adapt certain halachas, but they don't have the power to totally uproot. Again, there's a lot of other makoros related to that, but that's the task to answer this question about Mila not being Doch Shabbos. Yeah.
But unless we had all these limudim yesterday for the other mitzvahs, but
right.
The Rabbanan argued on them.
The Rabbanan argued on those, and that was about Machshir and Mila. Yeah.
It's also about
the
national Shira called Shura.
It's Yom Shura. Okay, in our view, Trua and Shira might be different, but Lamaisa, it's making a sound, and therefore, if it wasn't Rosh Hashanah today, it would be Tokei HaKlei Shir, and therefore it would be a problem. Okay, so now let's do some of the makaros. It says the Gemara, so how do you know Mila is Docha Shabbos? So, Arma Ula Halacha, first number one, is the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Halacha. V'chei number, Rabbi Yitzchak Halacha. Meisvei, so we're going to ask from a Tosefta in later on in Shabbos. Minayin l'pikuach nefesh is dochas Shabbos. How do you know that pikuach nefesh is dochas Shabbos? The Gemara in Yuma Daf Peye has three or four makoros. That how do you know pikuach nefesh is dochas Shabbos? V'chay b'hem b'lo shi'amas b'hem mutav shi'chal Shabbos achas k'li shi'ish v'shabbos as harbe. Other makoros, and there are nafkaminas between all of the makoros. Fascinating nafkaminas. But here is a different makor. How do you know pikuach nefesh is dochas Shabbos to save a life that you push away Shabbos? Well, the Menazayah owe me the following: Ma mila shehi achas me'evarav shel adam. Docha es haShabbos. If Mila, which is only one limb of a person, pushes away Shabbos, what does that mean? We'll see in a minute. Kal vachomer libikuach nefesh docha haShabbos. Surely you could save a life on Shabbos. So what exactly is that kal vachomer? If Mila is docha Shabbos, surely bikuach nefesh. How do you understand that? So that Rashi in Yuma says, explains this line, this is in Yuma too, if Mila, which is only being misakein one limb of a person, is docha Shabbos, surely pikuach nefesh, which is being misaking the whole body of a person, that should be docha Shabbos. That's how Rashi interprets this. The mila is a tikkun. If you remember back, we had this on Daf Kufav, about mila needing requiring a pasuk because it's misaking. It's not makalkel. It means misaking the gavra, mali tikkun man, mali tikkun gavra. So here too, said the Rashi and Yuma interprets this line of the Gemara. If mila, which is misaking one limb, surely you can be misaking other limbs as well. The Rashba here has a different interpretation of the kal vachomer. He says as follows. He says, "Chutz Tosfos u'ma mila she'ena elo l'kaye mitzvah yechidus be'evar echad be'evar of shel adam doches haShabbos." If mila, which is just you're doing one mitzvah, you're allowed to be doches haShabbos, surely pikuach nefesh, which is right, can allow you to do many, many thousands of mitzvos, that will also be doches haShabbos. But either way, you see. Either interpretation, Rashi and Yuma are the Rashba here. You see, it's a kal vachomer that we're learning pikuach nefesh, docha Shabbos, from the fact that mila is docha Shabbos. So ask the Gemara. And if you say the halacha of mila being docha Shabbos is a halacha l'moshe misinai, kal vachomer halacha mi'asi, you can't learn a kal vachomer from a halacha l'moshe misinai. If this is a halacha, surely. No, you can't. Make logical jumps and extensions from a halacha l'moshe misinai. V'hatanya omar lo Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Where do we see this that you're not allowed to do that? From the following, Reb Elazar ben Azariah said, Akiva etzem kisaor metame halacha. V'rabbi yisdam kal vachomer ve'ein donen kal vachomer me halacha. You can't learn the kal vachomer me halacha. What is it? What are we talking about here? Oh, there's a halacha, a couple of givens. There's a halacha that a nazir, when he becomes tamei meis, we know there are three things that a nazir is not allowed to do: can't drink wine, can't cut his hair, and he can't become in contact with a mace. If he does come in contact with a mace, whatever halachically is called a mace, he has to shave his head and he has to start over again. That's called giluach. This is nazir megaleach. Nazir shaves if he comes in contact with a mace. So there's a halacha l'moshe misinai that a nazir, even if he comes in contact with a revius of dam, right, not a whole body revius of dam, he's halacha misinai that he has to be megaleach zairo. He has to cut his hair. So says Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Akiva, Rashi quotes this whole thing in the first skinny lines. Rabbi Akiva says, "Hey, kal vachomer about that halacha." Uma etzem. I'm sorry, did I say it wrong? Yeah, I said it wrong. The opposite. The nazir being megaleach sairo. There's a halacha Moshe Misinai that if a nazir touches a tiny bone of a person that's only the size of a barley seed, if a nazir touches that, he already shaves his head as if he became tamei with a whole body. That's Tamei Meis. That's Halacha Moshe Misinai. So says Rabbi Akiva al Kavachomer, if a tiny little bone, which if it's in a house does not create Tumah in the whole house, it doesn't create Tumas Ohel, yet if a Nazir touches that, He has to shave. His Naziris is finished. So surely a Revius Dam, which we know is Matami Ba'ohel. If you have a Revius of Dam of a person in a house, then the whole Dam, the whole house is considered Tameh. Surely that Nazir should be Megaleach if he comes in contact with that Revius Dam. That's the potential Kav HaChomer Rabbi Kiva says. Again, if Etzem kisaora, if a bone the size of a barley seed, which does not create tumah in a whole house, if another touches it, his naziris, his paka is finished. So surely dam revius, which is creates tumah in a whole house, if another touches that, he should have to shave his head and start his naziris over again. Says the Blazer Banazari back to Rabbi Akiva. What are you talking about? The starting point, etzem kisaora, the fact that another has to shave for that. That's halacha Moshe Misinai, and you can't learn a kav hachomer from halacha Moshe Misinai. That's the rules. Therefore, this whole statement of the Pikuach Nefesh from Mila wouldn't work. So therefore, we're going to reject that makar for Mila being Docha Shabbos. Why can't you learn a Kav HaChomer from Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Why can't you? There's an important line in Rashi. Rashi, the end of the lengthy Rashi. Zlo nitna Torah shebal peh lidrosh b'yud gimel midos. Interesting Rashi. The Yud Gimel Midos, the tools that Chazal have to darshan the Torah, is only to darshan Torah Shebichsav, not Torah Shebal Peh. So you can hekish, gzeira shava, right? We say it all in Rabbi Yishmael. That's all to darshan God's word. Because we believe God is, Hashem put infinite and divine, He encoded in the Torah, you know, various halachos, and these are the decoding tools. And therefore you can use that for Torah Shebichsav. But you can't have a gzeira shava from one din derabanan to another din derabanan. You can't use those tools to darshan Dinim Drabanim. So here too, once you have the Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, you can't use that Kal V'Chomer to darshan from the Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. Yeah.
All Yudhi are textual except for Kal V'Chomer.
They're all textual, but it's still Kal V'Chomer is logic, which I'll add on one thing about that in a minute, but I think the emphasis is that even though the other ones are textual, it's still you need to know when do you darshan, when do you not darshan. Like sometimes you could darshan some people, there might be a locus. Do you darshan the hekesh, do you not darshan the hekesh? You still need, do you do it in this way? You know, it's still based on Torah Shabbat Sanf. So let me add one more point. Why can't you darshan it if it's based on logic? So I thought maybe you could connect this. I didn't see somebody connect it, but connect to the Rambam and Hakdama to the Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam has three famous Hakdamas. He has the Hakdama to Shmona Prakim, which is to the beginning of Pirkei Avos. He has the Hakdama to Chelek, which is the last parak in Sanhedrin, which all talks about the Yud Gimel Yitkarim. And he has Hakdama to his whole Pirush Mishnayos. And that's where he talks all about the history of Torah Shebal Peh. There the Rambam defines what is a Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Rambam there says, he says we have two categories. We have Dvarim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, and we have Halacha Moshe Misinai. What's the difference between the two? It says Dvarim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Rambam, there's a hint to it in the Torah. Maybe if I would have given you a million years, you could have figured it out. You know, there's some smach, there's some way that you could have gotten to it, and even once you hear it, you're like, oh, okay, that fits in. That's a pre-Eitz Hadar. How do you know that's an Esrog? As the Rambam Kabbalah, nobody suggested ever otherwise. But you know, it could have been that you could have figured out that the Esrog was the pre-Eitz Hadar. Or it says nefesh tachas nefesh. How do you know that's money? It doesn't say anywhere that's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That if an eye for an eye, how do we know that's money and not your actual eye? Right, against the Hammurabi code, whatever that they say, mamisha, an eye for an eye. But how do you know that? How do you know that? Nobody ever argued, but you could have figured it out that it's not actual money. It says the Rambam, what's halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Kol davar she'ein lo remez b'mikra ve'eino nikshar bo ve'i efshar lo hotzio b'derech midarkei hasvara olav levado nemar halach Moshe Misinai. Halach Moshe Misinai has to be something that is not based on logic at all. If I would have given you a million years, you would never have figured it out. And that's why he says shi'urin halach Moshe Misinai, and the Gemara asks, it's a smach and a pasuk, etc. That's the Rambam. So I thought maybe that's the pshat of our Gemara. If Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is totally devoid of logic, there's no way we could have figured it out, that's why we can't connect it to a Kal V'Chomer. Because a Kal V'Chomer exactly is based on logic, exactly what you asked. A Kal V'Chomer, you get it, logic, no, you can't. The starting point, this isn't, it's not that Etzem Kisaora, you know this is Svaradik, and therefore you could make a jump. The point that the Rambam here says, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is not based on Svara. So if it's not based on Svara, maybe that's why you can't have the Kal V'Chomer extension from a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Okay. So that is maybe an answer. Okay, so that's the first possibility for how do you know Milu Zocha Shabbos, which we reject. So number two, Ella Amar Rabbi Elazar, maybe it's based on a Gzeira Shava. Asya Os Os. It says the word os by bris. It says the word os by Shabbos. So we say, as Rashi explains, just like the os by Shabbos is talking about on Shabbos, so to the os by bris is talking about on Shabbos. And therefore, that's the makar for bris being dochel Shabbos. Yeah.
Yeah, just to get back to yeah. the point. I mean, this is what Rambam just said, such a fundamental principle. It's unusual that Rabbi Akiva would call that principle.
Correct. Well, what would Rabbi Akiva say back to the Rambam? Though they're hundreds of years apart. But what would he say back to the Svara? Right, so if it's a general principle, a lot of times once you hear a great Svara, you're like, okay, what's the other Shita now? But I guess he would have to say that, you know, yes, it's not based on anything, but still, a Kal V'Chomer, he could say a Kal V'Chomer is logic based on the givens that you already have. So once you have this halacha, though originally it was not based on any logic, but once you have a certain halacha, you're allowed to learn. You'll have to learn from there. You can make halachic jumps. But you're right. You know, once you have that Rambam, you know, it's very difficult to understand. How could anybody say anything else? So, number two, says Rebbe Elazar, is based on Xer Shabbos. It says, Os, Os. Elameata, I asked the Gemara, Tefillin, Tchsib, Bohen, Os, Litchi Shabbos. 1 second. Tefillin also says Os. Right? And that's why, by the way, we mentioned in the past, that's why there are three mitzvahs that says the word Os. These three right here. Tefillin, Mila, Shabbos. And the Rebbeinu Bachai quotes at the end of Lechacha. Beautiful idea, I did before, that we always have to have two Osos on us. Right, and that's why there's a minug to keep the tefillin on at a bris. So you connect the os of tefillin to a bris, and that's why, says Rabbeinu Bachai, there's no tefillin on Shabbos, because you already have Mila and Shabbos. Those are the two osos. Why always two osos? Abishnayim edim yakum davar. Because the pasuk yesterday's parsha, that according by two edim, that'll always, you know, that's what you need. You always need two witnesses. So in life, we always have to have two witnesses on us. So on the weekdays, we have tefillin and Mila. On Shabbos, you have Mila and Shabbos. The post can even discuss. Let's say, I think it's an Avdei Nezer, I'm not sure. Let's say, I don't remember, it might be an Avdei Nezer. Let's say a person couldn't get Mila, because let's say he's a hemophilia in the family or something like that. Should he wear tefillin on Shabbos? Right? Because he doesn't have the Osa Mila, so maybe he should have the other two. Interesting, I think he says no. He says low plug, but interesting question. So he asks the Gemara, what about tefillin? Shouldn't tefillin be docha Shabbos then? It's also an os. Ask the Rishonim here. What are you talking about? Wearing tefillin is not a malacha? So what are you doing wrong? What do you mean tefillin should be docha Shabbos? We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos because, either because of alumdus or Rabbeinu Bachai, or because it says magrama. It says, b'yam yamima, we exclude Shabbos. So what's the halacha? So the Ramban here says it has to be talking about the baking of the tefillin. Or we're going to have the making of the tzitzit in the next line. It means something where a malacha is involved. But we know wearing tefillin is not a malacha. We had earlier in Masechah Shabbos that even if you paskin Shabbos is not zman tefillin, you're still wearing it. It's not chotzah. You're not going to violate. So it says the Gemara, you're right. Okay, forget that one. Ela asya bris bris. It says bris by Shabbos and bris by Mila. So to you learn that Mila is docha Shabbos. So Gemara says, 1 second. Gadol tuchsib be bris lutcha Shabbos. It also says the word bris by a gadol getting a bris Mila. A gadol getting a bris Mila is obviously Mila shalo bismana. So somebody who didn't get a bris and didn't show bismana. That's not docha Shabbos. But it says the word bris by a gadol. So therefore, it should also be docha Shabbos. So, number four. Ela asya doros doros. He says the word doros in some way. L'doros seichem, by Shabbos and by Mila. So again, just like Shabbos is on Shabbos, so the Mila should be on Shabbos. So more again, says tzitzis achsib hei doros lutchi Shabbos. So tzitzis should be docha Shabbos. What do you mean? We all wear tzitzis on Shabbos. So again, the Ramban here says it means the making of the tzitzis, putting the tzitzis onto the beged, which is the nisidoraisa of kosher. So says the Gemara, number five. El amar v'acham bar yitzchak done in os bris v'doros, me os bris v'doros. Mila and Shabbos have all three. So that's the makar. La fuke hanaf techad chad hu dechsib bohen. The others only have one. Next, number six. And this is the makar that is the most famous one. Rabbi Yochanan amar, amar krav yom b'yom afilu b'shabbos. Now Rabbi Yochanan says b'yom. It says the word b'yom, which means b'yom hashmini. Mila is done even on Shabbos. Meaning the same makar that Rabbi Elazar used above to teach us even machshire mila, according to him, we use to teach us the din of mila itself. So this is the din of this is the one Rabbi Yochanan says. So Rish Lakish asks him, El Meata, 1 second. If you say the makar is Bayom, so Mechusre Kapara, Techsiv Behu Bayom, Hachanami Dedachu Shabbos. 1 second. We have a concept called Mechusre Kapara. What are Mechusre Kapara? There are many people who become Tamei that have to count a certain amount of days, go to the mikvah. There are different things that you have to do. There are some people who become Tamei that have to bring a karban at the end of their Tahara process. Those are called Mechusre Kapara. There are four Mechusre Kapara. Rashi quotes them here. Zav, Yoledes Mitzora. Those are the four Mechusre Kapara. Zav and Azava, Yoledes, woman as a baby. That's called that's an Aruk. She doesn't bring a karban until well, way down, 33 and 66 later, but and mitzora and somebody mitzora or mitzaras. Those are called the four mechuzer kapara. There is a machlokas tanam about another person. If you remember, those of you who are doing the daf yomi, the last cycle, the beginning of the second parak in Krisus, right? In parak dalad mechuzer kapara, there's a machlokas tanam whether a ger is considered mechuzer kapara. There's a shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov who says that even a ger is a mechuzer kapara because a ger also has to bring a carbon. Every ger b'zman hazeh owes a carbon. Right, when Mashiach comes, because there's a carbon they have to, Ger has to bring. But this is Machlokas, whether he's considered a Mechusre Kapara. But everybody agrees, Zob, Yalas Mitzor is Mechusre Kapara. Anyway, let's say they have to bring the carbon on their eighth day of Tahara. Let's say a Zob or a Zava. And they count 7 days, and the eighth morning they bring the carbon. Let's say the eighth morning is Shabbos. So we Paskin is not Docha Shabbos, their carbon. Only a carbon Tamid, a carbon Seymour is Docha Shabbos. Not one of their carbonos. So that's the question of the Gemara. It says the word Bayom by Mechusre Kapara. So their carbon should also be Docha Shabbos. If you say the word Bayom by Mila teaches me that Mila is Docha Shabbos, that's the last 3 minutes have been introduction to this line of the Gemara. So too here, the Bayom by Mechusre Kapara should teach me that their carbon is Docha Shabbos. Hachanami de Dachu Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no. Hachumi bay le Bayom balo balayla. The Bayom by Mechusre Kapara is teaching me something else, that it has to be brought by day and not by night. So it's not teaching me the halacha of even on Shabbos. So hi Nami, I'm sorry? In a chinami. So why I was thinking about that. Why should you need a special makar by this one to maybe it says something different about it, as we're going to see in a minute, how this one is different. So Gemara says, hi Nami, mi boy le beyom balayla. So too by Mila. Why do you say Mila's by Yom teaching me Docha Shabbos? Maybe the one by Mila teaching me Mila also has to be done by Yom and not at night. So hahu, no, we have another pasuk by Mila. Hahu mi ben shmonas yomim nafka. There's another pasuk by Mila to teach me by Yom Vola Balayla. Therefore, this one is open to teach me a filu b'Shabbos. So Gemara says, 1 second, you have another pasuk over there too. Hai nami mi by Yom Savoso nafka. You have another pasuk over there from by Yom Savoso, which is the makar, I think, for general karbanos. So Gemara says, no. Afagav de nafka mi by Yom Savoso with Sricha. Even though you have two psukim over there, you need both of those psukim over there to teach me by Yom Vola Balayla. Neither of them are open to teach me that it can be done on Shabbos. Why? Why do you need two psukim to teach me the same thing? I would have thought by the Mechusre Kapara. Since the Torah has Rachmanis, the Torah gives a sliding scale for certain karbanos, meaning if you're rich, you bring this karban, and if you're medium, and if you're poor. So since the Torah already has flexibility to allow you to bring badalus when you're poor, different carbon. So balayla nami lacy. So therefore, I might have thought that there's also flexibility when you could bring it, not just what you could bring. And therefore, I would have thought that even balayla kamashlan. That's why you even need a second pasuk to teach me. Once you have the second pasuk, you know, hey, it must be that really the fact that it says bayom two times, it must be bayom vala balayla. Even though you can bring badalus when you're poor, you can't bring balayla. Maskel of Ravina. Ravina asks, though, on this approach. 1 second. Just because the Torah says that you can bring a different carbon because you're poor, therefore you would think that you could bring it at night, where all carbonos are possible at night. So what? So Ravina's going to ask, what? All psulim are going to be okay? That's the Havamina? Elameata, ye zarch kasha behem, ye onin kasha behem? What's the Havamina? Just because you can bring a carbon, it's not a carbon? Just because you can bring it at night? What, so a czar, a non-Kohen, is allowed to bring it? Or an onain, somebody who's in between, Rachman al-San, a relative dies and before Kfura, he's also puzzled to do the avoda, Kohen. So you're going to tell me that they could bring the karban? So what's the havamina? So why dafka laila? So Gemara said, no, ha'ahadre kra. The way Rashi interprets this line is that, no, once the Torah goes out of its way to tell you that yom and not laila, so don't think laila, so that's in a chinami. Maybe I would have had the havamina for all these other psulim would be okay, but once the Torah comes and says, no, it's by yom v'lo, it's coming to teach me that really this is a regular carbon, none of the psulim are allowed, and the only difference is that it could be brought bidalos. Period. That's the end, though, of sort number six, makar, which is Rabbi Yochanan, by yom afilu b'Shabbos. There's a beautiful discussion in the Ritva here about the Havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara here says that a zar should be kosher. The Pasuk says in the Torah, Kohen. It's not like this is a general halacha. When it says by the Mechusrei Kapara, the Pasuk says a Kohen has to bring it. So what's the Gemara talking about? A zar. A zar is allowed to bring it. So the Ritva has a couple of answers. He says, number one, maybe it doesn't really, okay, it threw in zar, but it doesn't really mean it. Onain is the real emphasis. That an onain, even though an onain usually is not allowed to do the avodah, but he was allowed. The Odi Yishlamar says the Ritva, maybe it means, at least with the Yevit, if you don't have a Kohen, you could even use a Zohar, which also is not allowed. If you don't have a Kohen, tough luck. And then finally, the last approach of the Ritva, which I like the best, because I And I like it, and that is maybe because it's a fascinating Gemara in Zvachim that has the line, Bizmasha Bigdayam Aleihem Kuhunasam Aleihem, Ein Bigdayam Aleihem, Ein Kuhunasam Aleihem. The Gemara in Zvachim says that if a Kohen is not wearing his special Begadim, 4 for a Kohen Hedyot and 8 for a Kohen, Kohen Gadol, he is not a Kohen. Ein Bigdayam Aleihem, Ein Kuhunasam Aleihem, says the Gemara. So says the Ritva, and Habili, the Rambam has a Lashon, Habili Kizar. When the Kohen does the Avoda, Shiloh, without his Begadim, it's like a Zar doing the Avoda, and that's why he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Because a Zar, if me and you, non-Kohanim, do the Avoda, we're Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. If we do the Avoda, even if we're wearing Begadim, a Kohen without the Begadim is like a Zar. So it says the Ritva, maybe that's what the Gemara here means. Of course the Kohen's doing it. The Pasuk says Kohen. But you might have thought he doesn't have to wear the big Kahuna to do the Avoda. Because that's like, well, that's like a Zar. He's like a Zar without his vestments. Kamash Malan, it's, you don't say that. Okay, so that's an interesting refo. What's the Havamina of saying Zar? It says Kohen in the Torah. Finally, the last makar that the Torah gives, that the Gemara gives, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, I owe you a shir on Mechus, on the Big Day Kahuna. There's a lot of lumdus that what, he's not a Kohen without the Begadim. What do you mean? But Avrami goes to, he's going to Duchen in a couple weeks. What, he's not going to wear the Begadim? Alvai, he bezer, he will be wearing the Begadim. But let's say, Chas v'shalom, Mashiach doesn't come by then, he's not going to wear the Begadim. He's not a Kohen. So obviously, it has to be two dinim. But what are the two dinim? Is it dinim the avoda, dinim the kohen? A lot of lumbus. Do you count wearing the begadim as a separate mitzvah? It's machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. We'll talk about it one day. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, number 7. Amar kra shmini, shmini afilu b'shabbos. Says Rav Acha bar Yaakov, maybe the word shmini is teaching me even on Shabbos. Hai shmini mi b'ayla l'mudei shvi. What do you mean shmini? The 8th is to exclude the 7th day. So Gemara says, no, Shvi mi ben Shmonas Yamam Nafka. You have another puzzle to teach me not the 7th day. So Gemara says, no, via Katibi Boile, Chalamute Shvi, Vechalamute Shi. No, you need both Psukkim of Shvi, of Shmini, one to exclude 7, one to exclude 9. The Imichad, if you have only had one, Hava mina Shvi u de lo mata zimne. Day 7 is no good because the time hasn't come yet. Hava mi Shmini ve'el zimne hu, but after day 8, it's okay, it is this man. Elis, therefore we reject that Makar. El Mechaber de Kadir B'yokan. Let's go back to Makar number 6. And which is Rabbi Yochanan, which is the one that we accept, by Yom Afilu B'Shabbos. There is a difference, as we mentioned 2 days ago, between 7 and 9. If you do Milah on day 7, the kid's still in Arel, and you have to be in Mativ Dam Bris again, if you do it too early. You know, you hear stories sometimes, you know, accidents of babies getting mild in the hospital. The doctor didn't know, they're getting a Milah, and they did circumcision earlier, so if you do it before day 8, you got to do it again. If you do it on day 9, the evidence is okay. Then you have a separate question if it was an Akum who did the Milah. But the question of when the Milah was done, day 7 is not a call to Milah, day 9 is. So this Havamin over here is accepted somewhat lahalacha in terms of the difference between 7 and 9. Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan, Udulok Rav Acha bar Yaakov, another raya for Rabbi Yochanan, who says the Makor is Bayom, from the following Braisa. Shmini Yamul Afilu B'Shabbos. Right, the 8th day, Eve is Doche Shabbos. Umani mekayim mechalemos. You must b'shar malachas chus v'mila. And what about anybody who violates Shabbos will be killed? That's talking about other malachas besides the malacha of mila. A. Then the brayso goes on the flip side. Oh, a no ella afilu mila. Or should I say that even mila is asar on Shabbos? Umani mekayim shmini yamul chus v'shabbos. And what about the pasuk that says you have to mal on the 8th day when it falls on a weekday? Tamalomer bayom afilu b'shabbos. That's the brayso. First, the Brisa says yes on Shabbos, then the Brisa says no on Shabbos, then it says yes on Shabbos from the word Bayom, which that is the Raya for Rabbi Yochanan. That's why it's a Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan, because that's the Makar. But now the Gemara is going to go try to figure out what was the Svaris in the Brisa. Yes on Shabbos, no on Shabbos. Okay, you learned it out from a Pasuk. So what were the Svaris back and forth? So Amar Rava, Hai Tanami, Kara Maika Nichalei, Lebasov Maika Kashalei. What was the Svar originally to say yes, and Lebasov to say no? So Hachi Kamar, says Rava, this was the thought process of the author of the Braisa. Shmini Yamul Afilu B'Shabbos, Shmini done yes on Shabbos. Umani Mekai Mechalem Lassu Yumas B'Shar Malachos Chos B'Mila. Right, but what do you do with the violation of Shabbos? That's by other Malachos, but Mila would be allowed. Ava Mila Dachya. But Mila A of the Braisa, line 1, was Mila is Docha Shabbos. My Taima, what was the reason? Again, this is the maskan is that it's based on a pasuk. But originally, says Rava, maybe it's based on a kavachomer. Umat Sara'as Shedocha Es Ha'avoda. If Sara'as is Docha the Avoda, what does that mean? It means if a Kohen has Sara'as, he's Tamei, and thus cannot perform the Avoda. So Sara'as is Docha Avoda. If Sara'as is Docha Avoda. The Avoda Docha Es Ha'Shabbos, and yet Avoda is Doche Shabbos, right? Because you do the carbon tamid, you do certain avodas on Shabbos. So think of the line, the hierarchy. Sara'as, Avoda, Shabbos. And yet, Mila Doche Osa. Yet, Mila is the crown. Mila is on top. because mila is dochet saras. We'll learn that for a minute. What does that mean? It means if somebody has a nega saras on the makam hamila, on the arla, there's an isur d'oraisa to cut off a piece of saras. Hashem wants you to have saras, you have saras. It's an isur d'oraisa to cut off a nega saras. But what if it's on the makam hamila? Then it's allowed. We'll see why. We'll see makoris for that in a minute. But that's the halacha. If you have a nega saras on the makam hamila, you're allowed to do the mila. You're allowed to cut it off, because even though you're going to cut off the nega saras, because that's what Hashem said. So if, says Rava, if Saras is Docha Avoda, and Avoda is Docha Shabbos, yet Mila is on top, so think of the hierarchy. Mila, Saras, Avoda, Shabbos. So then Shabbos, Shenidches B'Pnei Avoda. So if Shabbos, which is lower on the totem pole than Avoda, Eino Dinshet, they Mila Docha, so surely Mila, which is all the way on top, that should be Docha Shabbos. So that's what the Braisa originally thought, says Rava. Umay, let's just finish the line. Umay eno, o eno de ka'amar. What's the second line of the Braisa? What was the svar lahefech? So the Gemara says, hadar amar, then the Braisa thought the following. No. Umimay de saras chamura. Who says that saras should be number two? Right? Saras, avod the Shabbos. Who says saras is chamur? Dilma Shabbos chamur. Maybe really Shabbos is most chamur, therefore you can't bring me any rias. Shekin yeshba onshin vasaras harbe. Right, maybe Shabbos is more chamor because Shabbos has an isser skila, Shabbos has an isser kares, so maybe Shabbos would be more chamor. Umimai de mishum de chamir tsarasi, and you're telling me, what tsaras is docha liavoda? So doesn't that show tsaras is more chamor? The Gemara says, no, Dilma, no. The reason that tsaras is docha avoda is not because tsaras is more chamor, but just because mishum gaber hu de lochazi. No, because the gaver is not roy. What does that mean? The Gemara later on in the Amma is going to explain. That means that even if, let's say, you cut off his saras to help him do the avoda, you know what? He's still tummy until tonight. He can't do the avoda anyway. He has to wait till harif shemesh, till shkia, till the sun goes down. Because if you're tummy, you're tummy for the rest of the day. So it's not going to help you to cut off the saras. That's why it's not that saras is so strong. It's doche the avoda. No, it's not going to help you to cut off the saras today. That's why you don't do it. But it's not because saras is more chamur. So therefore, the whole hierarchy of trying to say that mila is going to be doche Shabbos is messed up because maybe Shabbos is the most chamur. Umani mekayim shmini amol chutz b'Shabbos. And therefore, what are you going to tell me about mila? You won't do it on Shabbos. So Tamalomer, that's the maskana, why you need the pasuk, but yom afilu b'shabbos. So Rava, what Rava just did is just to explain the svara of this braisa. The braisa said, yes, docha Shabbos, based on the svara, that was the first kal v'chomer, not docha Shabbos, rejection of the kal v'chomer, docha Shabbos based on the pasuk. So that's Rava just explain the braisa. Yeah. We're going to get to it. Okay. Okay, so that is, we go weiter. Tana Rabbanan. So, in this, what we just had, Derech Agav, was the fact that Mila, we're talking about Mila and Shabbos, but because Mila and Saras was brought up, so we're going to talk about Mila and Saras, and this is going to get us into the major sugya of Ase Docha Los Ase, next couple of Amudim. Tana Rabbanan. Mila docha es hasaras bein bezmana bein shalom bezmana. Mila is docha saras. Again, if you have a negat saras on the makom hamila, on the arla, so you're allowed to cut it off, even though there's usually an isud araisa. Hishamer benegat saras, right? You can't cut it off. Isud araisa, but if you're doing the mila, you're allowed to. Bein bezmana, whether it's a mila on the eighth day or shalom bezmana. Yontif eino docha el bezmana bilvad. But Shabbos and Yontif, obviously you only do the mila bezmana if it's the eighth day. But after that, it's not. Minani mili, what's the makor that mila is dochet saras? The Tana Rabbanan, yimol, b'sar arlaso, v'afal pi she'isham baheretz, yakutz. Right, it says yimol b'sar arlaso, you should do the mila to the b'sar arla, and v'darshan eret, even though there's a baheretz, even though there's a negat saras on it, still you cut it off. Umani mekai mishamar b'negat saras, and what do I do with the losase of negat saras? B'shar makom was chutz mimila. Right, if you have a saras anywhere else on the body, that's where the isud araisa applies. Oh, Eino, this is just like we had before. We have three levels of the Braisa, so we're going to sew to here, three lines. So, line one, it should be Docha. Oh, Eino, Elafi Lamila. No, or maybe you should say that you can't do it if it's in the Makam Amila. Umani Mekalim Yimol Basar Alasso, Bezman She'esha Meheris. What about Yimol Basar Alasso, that says you have to do the Mila, when there's no Nega on there? Tamalomar, that's why you have to have line three, Basar, V'Ala B'She'esha Meheris, period. So that's why, again, line three, the Maskana is that you do it even if there's a Meheris on the Makam Amila. Good. So let's finish first, and then I want to, let me stop here and say something here. Interesting. If you see the Gilyan Ashas, Rabbi Kiva Eger right here on the line that we just read by B'Yafal P, you see that little thing? So it always goes down to Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Gilyan Ashas on the bottom, he says, Ayin Barash Resh Parabes Dechala. Look in the Rash in the second paragraph of Chala. Once he quotes that, it should already perk up our, what's he quoting our Rash and Chala for? You know, the Rash is the Rash Mishan, it's one of the Rishonim in Chala. That's a chala, and chala is the end of Zeroyim. And Zeroyim, one of the little mesechlis that the daf does not do, so you got to do it yourself. That so in chala, you look at the big gemaras, the Rosh and chala. So it's got to be, what does he say? So a lot of times we don't what's he trying to get at? But this one, it seems that what he's trying to get at. Actually, you know what? He refers to it in two lines from now. So let's wait to do that, and then we'll come back to it. Let's continue the Gemara first. So Amar Rava. So Rava says, again, we have three lines in this Brisa. Line one is Mila is Dochat Saras. Line two is Mila is not Dochat Saras. Line three, Mila is Dochat Saras. So what was the Svara of this Brisa? So Amar Rava. Haitana Meikar Maynichalei Lebesov Maykakashalei. What was the Svaris behind these lines? So Hachi Kamar. Yimo Basara Laso Vavavi Sheish Baheres. First it says in the Torah, Yimo Basara Laso, even though there's a Nega there. Umani Mekai Misharma Benegat Saras. What about the Losa Say of Saras? Besharma Komas Chutzvi Mila. That would apply by other places where you have a nega, not on the makam amila. Av amila doches etzaraz, my time adashi b'kal v'chomer. So line one, again, like we said by Mila and Shabbos, line one is based on the kal v'chomer. Uma Shabbos chamura, mila doche osa, if Shabbos, which is very chomer, right, has a lot of onshim, as haros, if mila is doche Shabbos, which we know from seven makoros on Amud Aleph, saraz l'kol shekein, saraz isn't like Shabbos, so maybe mila should be doche saraz. So that was the svara of line one. What about the swing? Umay o eno de kamar. What about the second line? Hadar kamar the following. Mimay de Shabbos chamira, dimel saraz chamira. Right? How do you know Shabbos is more chamar? It's just the opposite workings of what we said above. How do you know Shabbos is more chamar? Maybe saraz is chamar. Shekein doche avoda, avoda doche the Shabbos. Saraz is doche avoda, avoda is doche Shabbos. Maybe saraz is more chamar than Shabbos. So you can't learn that if mila is doche Shabbos, it should be doche saraz. There's no svara like that. So tamalomar, psar, v'afu b'sheisha Baharas. So that's the third line of Psar. There's a pasuk, even if there's a Baharas there, we have a limud. So those are the three leveled svaras of the Brisa. Or another way to interpret the svaras, Lishnachrina, as follows. Mila dochet saraz. Another makar, how do you know mila is dochet saraz? Not based on the kavachomer, but based on a shas principle. Maitaima to asi asei vidachi losa asei. Line one of the Brisa was asei dochelos asei. When you're doing a mitzvah's asei, even though there might be a los asei there that you're also violating, that's the principle of asei dochelos asei, a huge sugya, which we discussed a little bit last year, and we'll discuss a little bit today and tomorrow. Again, this is different than the principle of mitzvah haba'a b'aveira. Mitzvah haba'a b'aveira usually is when you do an aveira to get to do a mitzvah. You steal a lulav in order to have it to shake. That's mitzvah haba'a b'aveira. That's not, you're doing an asay now, so don't worry about the los asay. We'll talk a little bit about the difference between them. But their topics have to be talked about in contrast to each other. So anyway, so the first line is milas docha saraz because of asay docha los asay. Umay o eno dika amar. So what's the second line that you reject this? So we said, hadar kama the following. Eimer damrino da asay asay v'dochi los asay. Los asay greida. When do you say asay is docha los asay? That's only when you have a plain los asay on the other side. But hi asay v'los asay hu. But cutting off saras isn't just a los asay. It's also an asay to keep your saras. What's the asay exactly? What does it say? So it's Rashi and Tosfos discuss it. What exactly is it? It says, hishomer b'negat saras lishmor ma'od v'la'asos. So Rashi says that's the asay. So maybe that's the havamina, that it's not a clear asay. So, but it's an asay and a los asay, and we know, ein asay doche los asay v'asay. You only say asay doche los asay. You don't say an asay can be doche a los asay and an asay. So that was the second line of the Brisa. Umani mekayim yamim basar alah. So b'zman she'ein shem baharas. And what would you say about mila? You do it when there's no nega there. Tamalomar basar v'afal b'she'ein shem baharas. It's therefore you need the third line, an extra pasuk to teach me even if there's a baharas there, mila is doche it. Let's just do four more lines and then I'll mention a couple of things. Tainach gadol d'chsiv b'hu b'sar. So we just had a whole makar to teach me that you do mila is doche saras, but that makar, that word b'sar, is only by a gadol. Let's say a mila shalom b'zmana, somebody who's older already, the Rashi quotes the psukim, that his mila can be doche saras. Katanami d'chsiv b'basar, also a child on the eighth day, it says it. But beinoni minalon, how do you know a child who is older than 8 days, but not yet 13? Excuse me, there's no pasuk specifically by that child that his mila can be docha saras. So Gemara says, Amar Abaya Asi Mi Beine. You learn it from the two of the others. Mi Gadol Lo Asi Shkena Onesh Karis. You can't just learn it from a Gadol, because he already is in the state where if he doesn't do Bila, he'll get Karis. Mi Katan Lo Asi Shkena Mila Bezmana. And you can't learn it from the Katan on the eighth day, because that's special, because it's a Mila Bezmana. And that also has separate halachos. Hatzad Asav Shebehen Shkena Nimol and Vedokhan Saras. But the common denominator between the two is that it is a Mila and it's Dochat Saras. Av Kol Shkena Nimol and Vedokhan Saras. So to all people that get Mila, Doche Saras. Period. Let's stop there for a moment. Okay, let's go back now to the Gilgal Hashas. So Gilgal Hashas quotes this Rash in Challah. So what does the Rash in Challah say? So the Rash says at the end of Mishnah Aleph, he seems to say, "V'od yish lafarish tekari ein kasev b'tzida mimay shalom etztabu yachan mimatzav v'chadash the matzav in Mitzrayim v'chadash b'yasam la'aretz." He seems to say that you would only apply the principle of Asei Docha Lo Saseh, where the Asei and the Lo Saseh were mitzuvah at the same time. The mitzuvah at the same time, so then you can say Asei Docha Lo Saseh, like the Torah says, tzitzis and kilayim. Right? It says that next to each other in this week's parsha. So you learn that Asei Docha Lo Saseh. Most times, things were given at the same time. So that's why you say Asei Docha Lo Saseh. But he says, Avakashik Sas, and therefore he says, you don't say it by matzah and chadash. Matzah, the mitzvah matzah we got in Mitzrayim, the isser of chadash, of eating from the new grains before you bring the karban, was only when we went into Eretz Yisrael. So that's why the Psukim and Sefer Yehoshua talk about that they had to be, after the man ran out, they couldn't eat from the new grains until they brought the new Karban HaOmer on the first Pesach after they went in. They crossed the Yarden on the 10th day of Nisan, so on the 16th day of Nisan, 6 days later, they brought the Karban to eat from the new grains. But says the Rash, seems to say that that's why you couldn't eat from the, you couldn't apply Asei Docha Lo Saseh, say the mitzvah matzah will be docha the isra of chadash. So then he says, kasha, what it says in Rebbe Elazar de Mila, he quotes our Gemara, Asei Docha Lo Saseh. He says, 1 second, the mitzvah Mila was given before the isra of Saras. So how can you say Asei Docha Lo Saseh? Right, the mitzvah Mila was given, Lachora, he's assuming, Avraham Avinu much earlier, while Saras was given only after the Torah was given. And therefore, he doesn't really answer it. He says, "V'shem ha'yim afarish tahainu oena tekamar." Maybe that's what why the Gemara wanted to reject it. The Gemara wanted to reject it because of Asei and Lo Saseh. It doesn't say this, but that's where Rabbi Kiva Eger is mayor. So, what is Rabbi Kiva Eger? Sometimes ends off at Sarachian. You don't know whether he's bringing this as a kasha or a teretz. He just says ayin. But maybe what he means is that this. Right, he's just quoting this. The Rashi is saying that this Gemara is difficult because it wasn't given at the same time. But I thought maybe you can answer. Maybe Rabbi Kiva Eger has this in mind too. Maybe you can answer the kasha. What's the answer? Something we discussed a couple weeks ago. Excellent. Nidna Torah and Ischacha Halacha. The Rambam and the Pirshim Mishnayos and Chulin says you don't learn Halacha from prior to Matan Torah. Nidna Torah and Ischacha Halacha. Why do we do Mila? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us to do Mila. Why do we do anything? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us. Yeah, the history of a mitzvah of Mila and Gid Hanasha and Aver Ben Achayis earlier. But the mitzvahs were given at our Sinai. That's what the Rambam ends off. Remember that Rambam? Taryag mitzvahs Nemar L'Moshe Misinai. 613, it doesn't say 606 and 7 holdovers. Taryag mitzvahs Nemar L'Moshe Misinai in the Pirshim Mishnayos and Nafkuf and Chulin. So maybe according to that, the question doesn't get off the ground. The whole basis of the question doesn't get off the ground. Because Mila and Saras were given later, both. The case of Matzah and Chadash, that makes sense, because that was all prior to Matan Torah. So if Matzah was given earlier at a different stage, and Chadash later, so then that could it wasn't after Matan Torah, but it was Matzah was before Matan Torah, and Chadash was new only now afterwards. So then maybe you can understand. It wasn't given at Har Sinai. But these two were all both given, repeated at Har Sinai. So maybe that could answer up that rush. What about a muktim amuchar b'Torah? But again, the principle of Nidna Torah is Chashalacha says though that everything was re-given at Har Sinai. Okay, just one other point. Interesting, there's a suffix that what the Gemara just said, Asei docha lo saseh, but an asei is not docha alo saseh v'yaseh. So we're going to talk a lot more about this tomorrow, but just one or two ha'aris about the principle. There's a Mishnah L'melech in Hilchos Shofar that has a suffix. Usually we know if you do a lo saseh, you get malchus. Usually you get malchus. What happens if it's one of these situations? Ein asei docha lo saseh v'yaseh. And you did it anyway. Do you get malchus? In other words, usually asei docha lo saseh, so that lo saseh is wiped out. But what if it also has an assay? So you say, ain't assay docha lo saseh v'assay. Do you get malchus? In other words, do you say the assay wiped out the lo saseh and all you're left with is the other assay? Or do you say, no, nothing happened. The assay with the lo saseh bolstered it and the lo saseh still exists. Right? So you get malchus and he has that suffix. So how the Achronim understand this Mishnah Malach is a general chakira in Asei Docha Lo Saseh, which is, as we mentioned, by Mila, Hutra Dechuya. When we say, in Asei Docha Lo Saseh, do we say that means the Asei pushes off the Lo Saseh? It still exists, but it's still there, but it pushes it aside. You're allowed to do it? Or do you say Hutra? No, Asei Docha Lo Saseh means the Lo Saseh is not there anymore. But Makum, you're doing an Asei? The Torah never meant there to be a Lo Saseh. It's not there. So they say maybe that's the discussion of the suffix of the Mishnah Melech. Well, if you say Hutra, the Lo Saseh is not there anymore. So you're left with the Asei. But if you say it's Dechuya, it's always there. So here, because you weren't allowed to do it, it's there, so you would get Malchus. That's how you might be able to interpret this Mishnah Melech. Again, there are a number of, we're going to refer back to that Hutra Dechuya as we go along over the next couple of days. Let's get to one more. Let's continue the Gemara. We'll get to one more Hutra Dechuya Machlokas in a second. So Rava Amar, about 10 lines up, Mila Bizmana Doche. I'm sorry, did I skip? Mila Bizmana Doche, Lo Tzricha Kra, Mikal V'chomer Asya. Mila Bizmana being Doche Tzara'as, you don't even need a Pasuk. Because it's learned out from a Kal Vachomer. Uma Shabbos, the Chamira, Doche, Tzaras, L'Kol Shekein. If Shabbos is, which is Chamir, it's Doche, Tzaras, L'Kol Shekein, surely it should be Doche, Tzaras, which was the Svara that we had said earlier. So I'm later of Safra L'Rava, Mimai, the Shabbos Chamira, Dilma, Tzaras, Chamira. Right, so again, the same rejection that we had earlier. Maybe Tzaras is more Chamir, more than Shabbos. Shekein, Doche, Tzavoda, Avoda, Doche, Shabbos. Remember, Tzaras is Doche, Avoda, which is Doche, Shabbos. Maybe Tzaras is most Chamir. So Gemara says, no, Chasam, Lav, Mishum, the Chamir, Tzaras. No, Tzaras is Doche, Avoda. Not because it's more Chamir, but as we said earlier, El Mishum, the Gavar, Hudel, Chazi. Because even if you take off the Tzaras, he's not going to be able to go to the mikvah until, he's not going to be able to become Tzar until later. That's why it's not because he's more Chamir. So Amai, what do you mean? So the Gemara now explains what I just said. V'yakus b'harto v'yavod, just cut it off and it'll do the avodas. The Gemara says, no, that's the point. Mechusur tfilahu, he has to do tefillah and he has to wait till Harev Shemesh, so even if you cut off the saraz, it won't work for today. So now the Gemara says, Teinach negoim temeyim, this is all true. And the svara would work by negoim temeyim. There's certain negoim of saraz that make you tamei, and therefore those, even if you cut it off, the coin won't be able to do the avodah that day. But negoim tahorim eikel ameimar. But what about negoim tahorim? There are types of saraz that don't make you tamei, yet it's still usher to cut them off. So maybe those negoim, the coin can cut off, should be able to cut off that day. And if he can't, that would show saraz is more chamer. So Gemara says, Allah Amar Ravashi, one second. Heichad Yamina da Asi Asi V'docha Lo Saseh. When do you say Asi Docha Lo Saseh? Who go Mila but Saras. Inami Tzitzis V'Kilayim. You only say it by Mila and Saras and Tzitzis, which are Kilayim. De Be'idna de Bis'akir Lab Kamokim Asi. Asi Docha Lo Saseh works only when it's Be'idna, which means at the exact same time. Asi Docha Lo Saseh. Hacha Be'idna de Bis'akir Lab Lo Kamokim Asi. But by avoda, you're going to cut off the saras, and in half an hour, he's going to do the avoda. There's no asi dochalos asay. Asi dochalos asay requires the same time. What's called beidna. There's a machlokas in general. Maybe we'll refer to it tomorrow. How tight is beidna? What if it's going to be done in a few seconds? You know, how tight? Did it have the exact same moment, or a couple, or a little flexibility? Hey, that's one discussion. But it's an interesting discussion. Machlokas here between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi says how I just interpreted it. Four lines from the bottom in Rashi. The point is, it's not the exact same time. You're doing the cutting off of the saras before you do the mitzvah of avoda. So that's why, and Asi Docha Lo Saseh has to be at the same time. Rabbeinu Chananel on the bottom here, like six lines up, says the issue isn't that it's at the same time, but more that if you cut off the Beharis, maybe something will come up and you won't do the Avoda. And then you won't be able to do Asi Docha Lo Saseh. So it's not about time per se, but it's about a worry that you might not ever come to do the Asi, so therefore we require you, it has to be, but isn't at the same time. That's the result. But it's because you might not come to do it, so we'd rather you take precautions and do it at the same time. So some of the Achronim say, what's the machlokas here between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel? It might be, as we just said, Hutra and Dechuya. According to Rashi, why does it have to be at the same time per se? Because Asi Docha Lo Saseh is Dechuya. Asi pushes off the Lo Saseh. So it makes a lot of sense if the Asi is pushing off the Lo Saseh, it has to be at the same time. You can't have the Asi in 10 minutes from now. How can you do the Lo Saseh? Because of the future Asi? No, you have to do it right now. Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't really have to be at the same time. You just got to make sure you do the Asi. It could be because it's Hutra. If it's Hutra, you have more flexibility. This Lo Saseh doesn't exist when you're in the context of a mitzvah. So that's how we might interpret the machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel about Asi Docha Lo Saseh. Again, there's a lot more about Asi Docha Lo Saseh, but Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Okay? Have a good day. Sorry? that shir was zeichanishmas. Well, zeichanishmas, all the neshamas should have an aliyah.